You're listening to another episode of the Zag. Eric Grisope here, excited to be joined by Magna Matthew, one of our 2019 NLC LA Engaged Fellows, featuring their interesting stories, how they ended up in our program. Definitely check them out. So let's get to it. All right, Magna, what's the most interesting part so far of being in business school?
Oh, good question. You know, I think meeting such a wide range of individuals and hearing their stories and what prompted them to choose to come to business school. I think coming into business school, you have, or at least I had, a lot of preconceived notions of what the classroom would be like and what individuals who choose to pursue a business degree would be like. And I think I was challenged by that, and those stereotypes and assumptions were challenged. So that's exciting.
And then what schools were on your list when you were choosing one? You ended up at UCLA. That's where you are now. But what other folks were in the running and what ultimately helped you make your decision?
Yeah, so I definitely had a filter that I was applying as I made the decision of what schools I would be interested in. So I applied this filter in my head. So I was looking at schools that are part of the consortium, which is this phenomenal program focused on, it's really a partnership of top 20 business schools who are making a commitment to increase diverse representation in business leadership. So for me, that was important. So thinking about programs that foster inclusivity and care about equity. And then the next filter I was applying in terms of building down my list of schools, we're thinking about schools that had an authentic social impact focus or ethos. Mm-hmm. And UCLA kind of rose to the top of that list. And then I guess the last piece that I really thought about was location. So obviously the program itself was really important and the people in the program. But for me, I also was really thinking about this next phase of my life and me and my fiance making a decision to move to a city and really wanting to be in a place that had rich diversity, rich culture, and was really excited that LA has so much rich organizing happening on the local level. And so I'm excited to be here.
And then you mentioned being pleasantly surprised about the types of folks that are in the program with you. Myself, having never been to business school, like how much do you feel there's a pressure to come out of business school ready to make a lot of money or to do something splashy and exciting? What kind of messages do you feel like are prioritized the most, or what kind of things they expect you to do once you're actually done with business school?
Yeah, that's a really good question and one that I grapple with often. I got really good advice from mentors and peers who were a year or two ahead of me in business school. And they say, before you come, write down your goals, your personal goals, and what you want to get out of business school, because literally there's 1,000 different things that you could gravitate to, little shiny objects. They call it like squirrel from Ice Age. You're like distracted because entrepreneurship sounds exciting and fun, you know, marketing, like there's just all these exciting things that you can do, but you only have 24 hours in a day. So I do think there is this idea and real kind of pressure to participate in as much things as possible to land the best internship and ultimately like the best job post-graduation. But I think it's really important, and I tell this all to the recruits I talk to all the time, you know, really focus in on your individual goals, because it could be tough to navigate and stay focused because everything sounds exciting. And so, yeah.
Nice. And then last thing, when you reflect on our first session, it's been about 2-3 weeks or so, and we'll actually have our second one coming up this week. Yeah. What were your thoughts on the experience? What kind of things are you looking forward to as we get through the rest of the spring?
Yeah. You know, I loved the session. So my background, I managed a college access program back in Florida, then moved to DC to do some policy advocacy at the federal level, and then working with policymakers to really think about how do you be efficient and effective beyond just very siloed or fragmented ways. So thinking beyond just education, health, and really thinking about how do you improve outcomes for children, families, and communities in a very holistic way. And so for me, being a part of that first session, and particularly around Hollywood and media, like all these ideas around narrative change and, you know, all of these facets that I don't get to expose myself to often because I come from very specific issues, I think is fascinating to me. So I really enjoyed the first session. I loved the rich conversation and being pushed in our small group discussions with, you know, the peers, the other engaged fellows, and really being challenged about what we think about in terms of narrative change and equity in Hollywood and visual representation of ourselves. And so I'm excited to continue the conversation. I'm excited to continue to be challenged by my peers. So I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're glad you're in the cohort. Thanks for hopping on and sharing a little bit of your story. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can catch all the bonus episodes featuring all of the remaining NLC LA Engaged Fellows. Find that all the places where you get podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher. They're all there. Check them out. Short and sweet. Hope you download and listen. And until next time, take care.